The undisputed Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, got her training in her father's church where she was a soloist. Here's singer Dionne Warwick.
When Aretha reaches for a note to express a feeling, that is very typically gospel. When she does these wonderful runs that no one else does better than she does, that's typically gospel.
Like another creator of soul, Ray Charles, Aretha took gospel music and changed the words, making a whole new style called soul. Here's Ray Charles.
I guess what's in your body, I mean, what's in your soul or the way you came up is somehow or another will come out through your fingers or come out through your vocal cords or whatever. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Think, let your mind go, let yourself be free. Let's go way on the way back when. I didn't even know you couldn't have been too much more than 10.
Aretha Franklin seemed very comfortable with her talent, with being the best, since the time she was 5 years old. Her dad always treated her like a star. Here's Aretha's sister, Carolyn Franklin.
We would drag her out of bed and she'd go down there and play for the stars. And they, you know, considered her a star once they heard her.
Aretha Franklin had her first child at age 14, and her second at 17, and was married in her early 20s. But with her family's support, she made it through with a sure sense of self. Here's producer Tom Dowd.
And the first time I saw her was the day she walked in the studio that we were going to make the first record. And when she sat down at the piano, it was like, oh, something serious is going to happen. It was very, very obvious that something was going to happen. Everybody just stopped in their tracks.
Aretha Franklin was born gifted, and her training in the church took it even further. But the third element to Aretha Franklin's secret of soul could be the fact that she wouldn't sing a song unless it fit her life at the time. Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And no matter what was going on in her life, Aretha always shared her strength through her music. Here's producer Jerry Wexler.
She would never do a song of self-pity, the scorned woman, the hurt woman, come back please, one more chance. That was absolutely out.
That's the story, featuring clips from the movie Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul. Join us at the same time next week for another episode of The Heart of Soul on KEXP Seattle, KEXP.org.